living to tweet at me when I have a picture with my Jordans on. Fakes.
Pussy.
What a bully, bro. What a bully. That guy's crazy. These guys. TG81.
Johnson.
Lenny.
What's up, bro?
Every day, dude. Every day I want to film another Schmitty and Johnson random football players video.
That was a good pull out there for the draft. When I got tagged by you on Instagram, I was like, this is weird. Not uncommon, but I was just like, it was out of nowhere. You know, I hadn't gotten a text. So I was like, what the hell is this? And I looked and saw it. And I was like, that plays for sure. Dude,
even my sister was like, we need a part two. I was like, yes.
I part two for sure. I kind of want to do one. I might just do one on my own where it's just refs. I think I might have mentioned that. You can talk about players, yeah, but are you really in? Can you name the refs? Well, Carl Cheffers.
Okay, that's
Craig
crazy.
Rolstad.
For me, it's, you know who it is. It's Hockley. I'm team Hockley.
Cleet Blakeman.
Bro, that is funny because nobody knows the refs, dog. Nobody knows. Like, can we get a 30?
But people would. That's what would happen is like you would rip them off and people would be like, oh my God, that's the one kind of chubby guy.
Yeah, you got to throw some pictures up there. Dude,
that's
ref.
That's the one guy that when he does holding, I always think that he's going to point to our team, but then he starts this way and then he brings it back.
Does he? Is he fucking doing that? You think he's doing it on purpose? Oh. You can really jack with like a fan base, dude. Like when they don't know like who's got the ball during like a big fumble pile up, dude, you could be like
some of those refs just taking their sweet ass time, dude.
I need a 30 for 30 on like the life of a ref. Like I want to see the come up. Like bro was fighting his way up in JUCO, then you know, he did the Fiesta Bowl. Look at him now.
Dude. It does kind of just seem like they just literally appear out of nowhere and are created. Like, they don't have a childhood. They don't have an adult life. Just all of a sudden, they just show up, and they're in stripes, and they're refs.
Oh, yeah. Just like, boom. They when they're born, they're just 39.
Yep.
Just stripes.
I think about that a lot, though. It's weird, you know, like, not only in professional sports, but I'm like, who is being a high school referee?
Dude, it might start from like, remember, I think you might have done it a couple times. You know, you ump a couple games in the summer for some money when you're in like fifth grade, and then you just keep going. Oh, yeah, I reffed a basketball game at St. Simon over the weekend. You're like, oh, wow, he's just doing it for beer money.
Totally, but it was such a horrible experience when I was 17 umpiring games for like 9-year-olds that I was just like, who in their right mind would want to put themselves through this on a weekly basis at like a high level?
I don't, but if you're the ref, everybody likes, like, it's kind of dope.
But how easy is it to be the ref that everybody hates?
Real easy. But I don't know, man, it's just part of the job, bro. It's just like being a cop, you know, nobody likes you.
I could see your dad being a ref, but then I walked it back immediately.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Guy nobody likes. You're dead on, actually. You're dead on.
Hey, where are you going to be here, Johnson? Let's push some tickies.
Pushing tickies. Syracuse, May 30th, end of the month. That's going to be a fun one. Columbus, June 13th. That's going to be good, too. All ticks, BenedictPelizzi.com or right under here.
Dude, Columbus was, when I went there last year, it was so fun, man. I had a great time in Columbus.
I can't wait.
You absolutely should as well. Yeah, Kansas City Kansas City. Thursday night, going to be slapping some barbecue sauce on all y'all. Funny Bone in Kansas City. Tickets available, like Ben said, everywhere on my website, on socials, right below here as well. The next week, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Tuesday, May 7th. And then Chicago, May 15th. Green Bay, May 16th. All tickets available. Official JoeyMolinaro.com.
Hot lineup. And watch Lovers and Liars, CW, every Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's heating up, bro. It's heating up. The girls are mean.
I was going to say, God. Do you like, you liked Lead Life because of the perks that it got, but like, did you like Lead Life when the cameras were on?
It's nice having like the ball in your court all the time, you know, like
everybody's got to come to you.
Knowing the fact that I can't get eliminated feels good. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, well, thank God. But like at the same time, bro, you're just getting roasted left and right. It's like, all right, Jesus Christ.
I think my favorite part would be just, yeah, the fact that like when you walk into the room for, you know, like the nightly social with cocktails or whatever, like, you can just go and plant your happy ass on a couch and then everybody just comes to you.
Or that at least is nice.
The women that are interested. You don't got to do the whole bullshit, you know, hey, can I steal you real quick? Hey, can I grab you? Hey, can we chat for a second over here? You don't got to do any of that. You're totally in charge. That's a weight off my shoulders, bro. Dude,
it was so awkward being like, hey, can I talk to you? Like, who does that? Who does that? Hey, bro, can I talk to her for like 2 minutes? Then the guy's got to be like, yeah, whatever. It's like, shut up, bro.
You know that he's going. You know Mercedes is going over talking shit about you.
Every time. But it is a relief. Because it's like, I guess I'll just post up on this couch all night. But dude, but I got into trouble because I'd be like, I don't want to keep sitting here. I feel like Santa Claus at the mall or something. You know what I mean? I was like, can we get up? Can I walk around? I was like, I can't just sit here the whole time.
Yeah, grab your Steadicam, guys. We're doing a walking shot.
One of these cameras. Yeah. Dude, I gotta be moving. It's a walking shot with Ben. I can't every time. I can't sit. I can't be stationary for this. This is painful right here, bro. I gotta walk around, dude. It's like me on the phone.
Oh, hey.
I'm gone.
You on the phone? You on stage?
Oh, on stage. I'm everywhere too.
I've kind of noticed that because I've watched back my last handful of sets and stuff, and I've noticed that as well. I'm a mover. Because I'm just like, I mean, if you're just like standing there, it's like you're reading to people. I don't know.
Right. What am I, a priest? And I this is fucking nerdy inside comedy, but like, I like giving to the crowd. Like, I feel bad for the left side sometimes. So let me fucking do this. And oh, yeah, I haven't looked at this guy in a while. Let me.
Right.
And some people like that you get their, you can feel their energy and you like it. And it's just like, I'm not just going to fucking.
Yep. Exactly.
Come on.
It's like those priests, like you said back in the day, the homily, man. Like, The guys who went up and down the aisles, those are the people pleasers.
Bro, imagine the first priest that went up and down the aisle, dog. You know there's a priest in the crowd like, oh, this dude's crushing right now, dog.
Dude, everybody.
This dude's
about to
get so many blessings after the show, bro.
They've never seen anything like it before. Some of the old school moms are a little kind of like putting their nose down at it, you know?
I don't know. I don't know if he's in it for the right reasons.
I just don't know about Father Rich. He's walking around all the time. What does he think this is, a stand-up show?
He's giving out gummy worms at the end of the mass. Who is this guy? He's getting all the kids on his side. I don't like it. Secretly in love with him.
You can only do that, though, if you had a church to where it was like the aisles. It wasn't just a main center aisle and then like some side ones, like the old school churches, you know what I mean? It has to be like one of those like octagon churches that has like, yeah, it's like a web, you know, it's like a tentacles from a squid that you can go up and down and everything. People can kind of turn a little bit and catch up with you.
Dude, just say OLG, bro. Just say OLG.
I was thinking Francis and Claire, man.
SFFC, bro. SFFC. Dude, say, dude, hey, on some personal family shit, dude. We took Christmas Eve mass so seriously. We went to St. Francis and Claire just for Christmas Eve. Like on some
It's a Christmassy mass. It's a
destination church.
Yeah. It's it's like the birthday dinner, you know. You only go there probably once a year and you are looking forward to it and you really savor every minute in there.
You might even get a new shirt for that, you know. We're going to Old Navy.
The decorations are so like on point. Giant fucking Christmas trees everywhere, every corner, huge Christmas tree.
In the brightest rich part of town, ever. In the rich part of town, you're like, oh my God.
The most poinsettias you've ever seen in your life, like cleared out Home Depot or Sullivan Hardware. I mean, just cleared it out.
Yeah. Where do they, dude? The church really goes off during, yeah. I don't know. This is all I think about. So we need to probably stop talking about it. Hey, one more thing. And you know the thing you wear to that, like that mat, that Christmas Eve mass? It's the same thing you wear on Christmas when you go to like to your grandma's. It's just the same clothes.
Oh yeah. It's like it's a Christmas fit. Yeah.
Christmas fit, dude. You bring it out like 14 times in 3 days. You're like, yeah, it's my Christmas shirt. All right.
Red anyway. Or green or a little bit of both. Or like a thick ass gray sweater with like a plaid undershirt.
That's the one, bro. They're talking about Christmas and it's literally summer. They won't shut the fuck up. Okay. Yeah. Okay, producer Ashley. Okay.
Hey, you know what, Clubhouse and producer Ashley? We have been on a hiatus of Christmas talk. We owed ourselves a little Christmas talk today. All right.
Dude, I do that thing where when it's the NFL draft, I release all my Twitter drafts and there are about 24 like half written tweets about Christmas. Like the way, like I just had a tweet in there I wanted to fire off so bad that was like 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. worst time ever, like on Christmas. I was like, damn, the way I want to send that out, only one person would get it.
Yes. I don't know though, man. It's kind of disappointing. Like it's great, but it also sucks because Clubhouse the past like year or two has really caught on. So I'll check my Instagram or check Twitter or whatever, and it'll be like 2:35 on Christmas, and it'll just be somebody like Tim. It's like it's over.
Oregon Duck fan.
That's all it'll say.
See you next year, it's Oregon over. Ducks fan. Fuck.
And at the same time, I'm like, yes, but at the same time, oh, I hate you.
I know. I'm like, I get it. So I love that you're into it, but like, damn, you're so right. And like the tone of their tweet will be like sad too. You're like, fuck.
May even throw one of those emojis that kind of like the eyes looking down like.
Oh, that's a sad emoji, bro.
My heart. You get one of those from anybody. Hey, can't make it. Oh, it's all good. Wow. Guess I'm crying now.
Yeah, I guess I'm sad for the rest of the day. One emoji.
It's just like it's emoji. One emoji, but it can be one emoji, but it could be one text. It could be one punctuation in a text that'll just completely fuck with me the rest of the day.
The period on a normal text, the period at the end. I'm like, why are you mad?
I still can't figure this. This is one I can't figure out. Ha ha. All good. Period.
Period.
You threw the ha-ha in there. You're saying it's all good. The period?
But is it? Dude, the period changes everything. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
The period is the end of the sentence, and it makes me feel like it's the end of our relationship.
Dude, yeah. What are you doing? Writing a fucking thesis statement over there? Like, it's a text. A period? Dude, I can't remember the last time I even wrote a period.
I just can't get over how our dads text us. It's insane, isn't it?
So many dashes, bro. My dad's the dash king.
My dad's not the dash king. He's the write an email as a text king.
Oh, what's that like?
Fucking signing his name at the end. I'm like,
okay, it's not a Civil War letter.
600 ellipses, 600 dot, dot, dots. At the end, dad.
I got you saved, big dog.
I've had your number for 16 years.
I've had your number since cell phones were invented.
Let me just pull up some here.
Yeah, same. This is going to be so funny.
Your dad's always, every time I catch your dad, your Coach P's face pop up on your phone, it's just like, hey, B.
Hey, this is the last text from my dad. It's record the draft and watch Ben's show night. Picture of a pizza. I'm like, that's kind of fire, actually.
Hey, that pizza looked nice.
Dude, Papa John's.
That's
hits.
The work. Show that again. Oh, that's the word. With the little pepper up top, too.
Dude, that
mushrooms on there for sure.
That Papa John, for sure, mushrooms. That Papa John's pepper. I don't know what about.
I think my favorite.
Just love it.
I think my favorite is his stupid ass foot is at the bottom of it. I think.
No, it's not. Damn it. It's the shadow, but damn, that would be.
Oh, I thought that was his sock, bro.
Is it? Oh, that, no, it's
dude,
not.
Dude, that's his.
I wish it was, bro. Because you know the his sock would it'd be a cartoon sock, and it'd have a bunch of sock at the end.
The big toe would be flopping around. The Hey Arnold sock. The OT sock. Inside baseball. Yeah, like I think it's just the format of my dad's text. Like I'm like, do you hit enter? Like, do you hit return and then start a new thing?
Yeah.
Because look at how this looks.
Oh, yeah. He's aligned left.
We are in win now mode. Enter. We have two QBs that are good. Enter. Drafting him there does not help us win now.
This is so analytical, dude. But he's aligned left, gang, for sure, bro. Capital letters. He's a professional. Yeah, he's fucking.
I did. It was a road trip this past weekend. It was just me and my parents, which is crazy. You know,
to Blitzburg.
When does that ever happen? You know, and went out there to Pittsburgh. God dang, dude, is your mom insane in the car as well?
I think she's pretty chill. Yeah. Nobody's really insane. We've taken so many road trips. It's like, what's your mom do?
Man, she's just, I mean, she just doesn't know how. Well, what's wild is that she always wants to drive, right? She wants to drive because she has such bad anxiety and gets so nervous when somebody else is driving on the interstate that she wants to be in control. But then even when she is in control and like there's like a safety barrier like right next to us, you know, and then maybe there's a truck passing us, she's like, oh. I'm like, Mom, just slow down a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But she always wants to drive. But then she'll tell my dad to drive, right? She'll tell my dad to drive because she wants a break or whatever. And then my dad will drive. And the second we get on the interstate, if he's not locked into the road, Joe fucking eyes on the road.
What's he doing? Like picking a song?
Maybe picking a song or like, I'll like, I don't know. He'll like look off to the side and see that there's like some.
Hey, look at that. Yeah, your dad is a good.
Joe, eyes on the road.
Your dad will keep the convo going on a road trip, dude.
Yeah.
But your mom keeps him in check. That sucks. That sucks.
And she's from the back, you know, it's in the back seat. She's a backseat driver like no other. I'm like, it's like eight crazy nights, dude. We just need to strap her down like to where she can't see anything. Just strap her down on her back in the back seat so she can't look at how fast my dad's going. So she can't see what car is in front of us 5,000 yards away. Go slow down. Slow down.
Does she sleep in the car?
Hell no, dude.
Absolutely not. Are you
too anxious?
Do you?
Oh, I will crash out in 0.5 seconds, man.
Yeah, me too, man. That's how my mom is. I was driving from Florida to Indiana. My mom was in the car, and so was Chiller. Dude, my mom just slept in the back seat the whole time. I was like, hell yeah. Let two stupid-ass 24-year-olds just drive her to Indiana. It was crazy. I was like, all right.
Not my mom, dude. She's locked in. She got too much anxiety, so she can't sleep because she's afraid that, like, you know, if she goes to sleep, then we'll get into a wreck because she wasn't there to say, just slow down.
Man, I don't care about that at all. Hey, if we wreck, bro.
So might as well be sleeping. Might as well be in catching up on some Z's.
It's just too easy to sleep in the car. Oof.
Nah, so it was insanity. Just, you know, it's so weird when you're the oldest and you have younger siblings and, you know, now I'm married and I've got kids and there's a whole bunch, you know, and then when you just get the parents one-on-one, you know, when it's a really different, experience, but it was cool. Pittsburgh was great. Draft was awesome. I got this hat. What do you think of this?
Fire hat. Fire hat.
Yeah, Rice pissed because I just have too many hats. So after this, I literally have to go like throw away 10 of them in my closet.
What?
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough decision, bro. How are you going to pick 10 hats?
I don't know. It is tough. But I mean, I just, you know, it gets on me. But I'm like, it's just like I feel like ladies with like shoes or like purses or bags, you know, because she looks at this. She's like, don't you already have 6 Steelers hats that look exactly like that? I'm like, just because they all have the Steelers logo and like half of them have like the white top on it doesn't mean it's the same hat. They're all different.
Yeah. It's the different fit. It's a different everything. Everything exactly. Matters on a hat. But that's how exactly. That's how guys look at purses. We're like, bro, you got 6 of those.
You're throwing shit in them. What's the, yeah, exactly.
Best Steelers logo of all time. It was one of those, like, you know how, I don't know how they do it, but like New Era or whoever does the hats can like make their own logo sometimes. I don't know how they do it, but it was the Steelers P, and inside the P was the logo with the diamonds. Coolest Steelers hat I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Limited edition. Yeah, I almost got a, it was like one of those like rad, like 90s, like starter kind of looks, you know, when they'd have kind of almost like the lightning bolts, like it was a white hat
that
had black and yellow, like black lightning bolts or like zebra stripes almost with the Steelers logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took this one and I took that one over to my mom in the pro shop. I was like, which one? She's like, that's hideous, that one. I was like, dude, it's kind of cool though.
The hideous one is the one you want.
It's like, it's kind of cool.
So
but
built.
At the same time, I'm like, I don't see myself just wearing that to like Target on a Tuesday during football season. Like that'd be kind of crazy.
It'd be kind of hard though. Don't be, that would be kind of crazy, bro. I've seen you wear like 3 Steelers jerseys at once with like a gold chain. I was like, hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
Stupid.
It's but just yeah, like, did, it's just good.
No, I did. So I was out there because I was doing Cam Hayward's podcast. He had a live show, and it was just like, it was cool, and I was glad to be there and like very thankful. But it was just one of those where like I was the only non-Steelers player that was a guest.
That's cool. But like everybody was probably, did people think you played?
People didn't give a fuck, dude.
Oh, really? Like, was he the kicker?
It sucked, dude.
Was he the long snapper in 92?
Like, I know there's people in the crowd who like did know who I was just because I've been out to Pittsburgh and that's so many Steelers games and Pittsburgh for so much stuff. But at the same time, like the first 5 rows were all just like old ass Yinzers who were just diehard Steelers fans and just were there to see their Steelers. Like, so
Powers crew.
When I came out, dude, it was, it was, you know, it was one of those, like you just get up there and do your time and get off. But, what are you going to do? You know,
hey, at least, you know,
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm there, and my parents got to come, right? And so they're all excited because we're backstage. And backstage, we got to meet all the Steelers draft picks from this year. You know, Peyton Wilson, Zach Frazier, Roman Wilson from Michigan.
Crazy.
All super cool dudes. Got to meet and talk to Jaylen Warren, our like other running back with Najee. Great guy. Gave my mom a hug. Swell dude. But I'm just like, I'm seeing the writing on the wall, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm kind of like, I'm kind of geeking out a little bit just because I'm like, God damn it, dude, this is going to fucking suck, dude. Like, and my parents all are trying to, you know, they're giving me pep talk and everything. And no. And so I go out there and Cam, like, you know, introduces me and I go out and I like, I'm waving my terrible towel and people are just like,
huh? Well, dude, well, now you're, you know. You got the tough crowd, bro. Now they know you.
Yeah. But it was just, I knew you would get a kick out of it. Just,
oh, I've
like
been there.
60-year-old ladies and like the Steeler fan that has like the, you know, the guy that has the helmet hat that looks like the helmet, but it's not a full helmet. It's just like the lid and he wears the shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
He was there.
Dude,
he was in like the fourth row. So I'm just like, dude, these people have never been on the internet in their life. They have no idea who I am. And
I
don't care.
They're probably just happy you're there, bro.
But we, you know, we had fun and whatnot, but it was still cool. I was still glad and thankful to like get the invite. But it was just one of those. It's like, man, you know, my parents are like, this is the best thing ever. I'm like, it's not. It's really not.
Yeah. You know, don't fit
you,
in.
You get it. You get it.
Yeah.
Walked past James Harrison afterwards and was just like, please don't kill me.
God, how wide is he?
Wide. Wide and short.
Strongest human.
Arms the size of my torso, literally.
What is going on with that, dude? I just remember watching his workouts on Instagram like... What? Didn't he go to the Ravens for a second?
No, he went to the Bengals.
Sad. And you know,
worst
year
ever.
Two sacks or something.
Worst year ever. And then he came back to the Steelers.
How was that? Did he do anything when he came back?
Yeah, he actually had a little bit of a resurgence. He came back in his first game. He like, not his first game, but the next game back. It was Ravens on Sunday Night Football, and he chased down Joe Flacco and sacked him, and Collinsworth was going crazy, and yeah.
That's what's up, bro. The Steelers bringing back all their old players is hilarious.
Black visor.
Oh, so only for him, dude.
Anyways, what you been up to? When are you coming home?
Anyways. After we talk about Steelers shit for 40 minutes...
I'm just giving you the rundown, bro. That's what we talk about.
Anyways, we don't even like the Steelers, but I don't know. I'll be back soon. We gotta do a Johnson and Schmitty video before I blow my head off, dude.
Only reason you come back.
Yeah. Family? No thanks. Johnson Schmitty, bro. I just want to knock one out. I just want to wheeze laugh for the love of God.
It is always a very fun. The whole experience is always very fun.
It's the thumbnail pics for me.
The writing, the coming up with them.
Yeah. Inside Johnson and Schmitty.
Yep. It has been a while. I'm just still so glad we got Donald fucking Driver to comment on it.
That's the silver lining right there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a bomb. And then like just some weird... NFL player, just random. I'm like, perfect. All I needed. Donald Driver, bro.
I did well. It did well on Twitter.
Donald Driver is Monday Night Football.
Ooh, yeah.
There's just a few players that would always just show up on Monday Night Football. Donald Driver always popped off.
Yeah, and they're all Packers.
Because they played every Monday night. Oh, Packers are on again, dude. Packers. Sneaky Packers podcast right here.
Absolutely, man. Green Bay, February or May 16th. Stay there.
I just want to do it. I just want to do a show on the. I just want to go to Lambeau Field and just be on the 50-yard line.
Just sit there.
Snow angel.
Snow angel in the summer. Just imagining a cold ass night at Lambeau.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah, I. Oh, real quick, another push and tickies. Announced last week. May 21st, Indy Unites for St. Jude, hosted by me. Going to be James Hinchcliffe, Colton Hurd, Quentin Nelson, all going to come out on stage with me. Conversations, cocktails, all for a great cause. Live music after, so it's going to be split in two. It's going to be like the first half is going to be us up there shooting the shit, hanging out, having some laughs. Then the end is going to be live music for everybody to enjoy, to kind of hang out. Have drinks, plenty of silent auction items. All proceeds from the ticket sales from all the silent auction all goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. May 21st, Tuesday at the Vogue. We did the Vogue show last year, night with Joey Molinaro and friends, kind of running back a similar thing but different, and all for an awesome charity. So if you're in the Indy area coming in for the 500, or if you just live here as is, I'm sure a lot of you who listen are, would love to have you. Tickets, $35. But then also there's a $70 ticket VIP available. You get tabletop, you get two drink tickets, you get a dedicated waiter, server. And yeah, and you get like a your own like section, obviously VIP. And for what it's worth, I come around and say hi to you and take a pic or do a video or whatever the hell you want. So,
sold me, bro.
May 21st.
Should have led with that.
May 21st at the Vogue for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Really, really looking forward to it. Really means a lot to me, and all of it is going not in my pocket, not in anybody's pocket, just to St. Jude to for those families in need. So hopefully see you guys there. But that's halftime pushing tickies.
Tickies with Joy Joy. Down.
What's... Not to get too deep.
Do it.
But are you out there forever? Are you ever coming back?
I mean, all my shit's out here. So, dude, I don't. Yeah, I guess I'm out here forever. I mean, who knows? But yeah. For the time being, yeah. I mean, I don't have an apartment or anything like back in Indiana. Like it's. I don't have anything back there.
It's a somebody else now.
Bro, isn't that sad? That is crazy.
That really sucks.
You know when you like you move away from your like childhood home and your mom like you drive by your house like 10 years later and your mom talks a bunch of shit about it.
Oh yeah.
That's like me now. Like if I ever go back to I'm going to like look at my apartment and be like, "Oh my god, they took the fan down. Ew. They painted that wall."
Yeah, it pops up on Zillow like a few years later and you like just want to see. You have no interest, but you're just like, oh my God.
Oh my
God.
They
totally destroyed our kitchen that we put so much work into.
They kept the moss wall up. Good for them. That's about the only thing.
Yeah, that's a sad day, man. That is a really weird nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like old houses that you once lived in or old apartments that you once lived in.
It's so weird. They put that chair on the porch. Dude, your mom will never talk more shit than when she drives by your old house. It's so funny. They painted the shutters red.
But like, I don't even think, like if given the opportunity to go back into your place that you used to live in here, would you? Not to move in there, but they're just like, go in there to walk around or to have a drink or something.
Yeah. Just to talk about it on this podcast. Like,
I don't know, man.
You don't know if you could.
I don't think I could. I'm like, once I leave something like that, it's a weird, like, man, if I go back, then this, all these like floods of memories will come back.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that like somebody else is living in there now, you know, and it's like, I'm never going back to that place. Like it's a weird mental fuck for me.
Yeah. It would get me fucked up. Like going in the elevator and like, oh shit, I used to walk in this door all the, yeah, that would get sad. I'd probably cry.
The smells, dude. The smells.
Well, dude, no. That's what would get me is that it'd be a totally different smell because you'd be like, oh, fuck, I definitely don't live here anymore. It's like not the same. Like, it doesn't hit you the same. Oh. But like if one of
how
my
crazy is that when you go
ahead.
No, you go.
No, it's like, but I tried to get somebody that I know to move in just to like keep it alive. You know what I mean? On some weird shit.
Yeah, it's like Han giving Lando the Millennium Falcon, you know? It's like, it's your baby. You want somebody, you know you have to move on to leave, but you want somebody else to kind of handle it for a little bit. Make sure it's in good care.
Yeah, like don't, yeah. Plus it was, I thought it was, just talking about my old apartment, so dumb, but I thought it was too good to just give away to somebody, you know? I was like, I want to like, you know.
It was perfect. It was perfect for the situation, for that time in your life, for everyone's like, and my life.
We had some moments up there, dude. We had some moments up there.
This is a birth of espresso.
Oof.
Up in that spot.
Crazy.
I started drinking coffee at that spot.
that kind of shit'll get me, dude.
Hey, some people are like, you know, man, that's the first house that I did cocaine at. You know, that's where I started doing drugs. That's where I had my first drink. I'm like, that's where Ben showed me coffee.
Yeah. Hey, Grande Pike, bro. Try it out. Might be kind of hot at first. Just warning you. I remember saying that. I'm like, you don't drink coffee? You? I was like, you don't drink coffee? You're like mature and like shit. What the fuck?
I thought I was coming down with the flu. It's like, you know, when you dip for the first time and at first you're like, oh, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden it like hits you. And you're like, oh, I think I'm going to puke.
I had a chance. I was doing the show in Hartford and I was catcalling at the end. And I was like, damn, dog, you look like you'd let me bum a Zen off you. Guy saw had a clip. Zen. Saw and it. At that moment on stage, I was like, do I actually put this in my mouth right now?
They probably were yelling for you too, right? They're like,
Thinking back, I should have done it, bro. But I would have been so sick for the rest of the night. I just didn't even want to.
Zinnies are a little different. Like, I think you could have gotten away with it. It's you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the watered down version.
My dumbass was thinking about the timing. And I was like, how am I going to, like, hold all these things at once and open this can? Like, I was probably being a bitch. But, yeah.
No, that was a good cat call. Sorry, I had to plug my computer in here.
Nah, bro. Get that thing juiced. Hey, we got any Clubhouse?
Hold on.
You good, bro? You good? La da da dee dee da da da.
Had a classic little bitch charger here.
Hey, I'm on the laptop where if it's not plugged in, it's going to shut off in 13 seconds.
Man, isn't that the worst? What kind of bullshit is that?
I do expect so much out of a laptop, though. You know, I'm like, okay, just bought a laptop for how much are they? Like $1,500?
Probably.
Just bought a laptop for $1,500. Why do I think it's like it's going to have the longevity of like a car? I'm like, this will last me 10 years, you know, it'll be like top speed. It'll be great. You know, maybe I can trade it in down the line, bro. Laptops are good for like a year.
Well, yeah, you think that because, you know, you'll go on Twitter, you'll see like, hey, what you have in your phone right now is more than the first Apollo team had to go to the moon or to go to space.
It's like, yeah, and you're better.
Like, okay, so should be good then. Like,
yeah, it's got a space.
Should have some lifetime on this. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why.
Except for I get a notification on my fucking space shuttle phone every 2 seconds. Storage low. I'm like, can we figure this out?
Hey, how about when your laptop, it's at like 67%. You're like, oh, this is a pretty solid amount. You're doing something, editing a video, whatever. Just fucking shuts off.
One of the scariest moments. That's so nerdy, but like, bro, I will freak out if my computer shuts off like during something and I didn't save it every 10 seconds. I had a bad one in college, bro. I was writing a research paper, whole entire library power shut off. And I was like, that's not even my dumbass fault. And then I had to rewrite the paper. Bro, what?
No, at that point, see, that's the difference between you and me, I guess, is at that point, I just would have chalked it up and said, I'm just not supposed to do it. And I'm just going to take it and figure it out because I'm not putting myself back through all of that. That's an act of God. He doesn't want me to do this research paper.
No, I get that. But like the circumstance, and I follow those rules too. I'm like, that's a sign. But it was the last, it was the final paper and I had like a C. So I was like, bro, this is do or die.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta remember what I wrote at 2 a.m.
Man,
all
nighter papers.
I was in the library at the time where like there's a guy playing like Dungeons and Dragons, you know, like when you're at that hour in the library, it's time to go home.
Yeah. Some weirdo who's probably definitely looking up porn on a public computer. You're like, I don't know here.
Yeah. You got to give it to him though for using his resources. He had like Cheetos and stuff. I was like, pretty nice setup.
Putting folders up. You remember when you had to put folders up as like guards to not cheat?
That was cool. Dude, trust me, I can get around a 5-star folder. Like, I need those when I eat. I'm going to bring folders into Chipotle next time I go there.
And then you're going to steal all of their silver plasticware.
In the folder pockets. Bro, I always had the shittiest folders growing up. They're talking about school supplies again. Shut up, Ashley.
Dude, I can't believe that you were a library guy
for
research
man.
Papers.
I don't know why. I locked in more in the library. The internet was blazing. No distractions. True. It was kind of like being in a coffee shop, even though that's annoying as fuck. But it was quiet. Like, I don't know. It was just...
kind of the smell a little bit too, like and it was like the AC was always really like you had to bring a hoodie, you know, like you were getting kind of cozy in there.
Hoodie for sure.
Yeah. You
did have to bring snacks. Like you're going to be there for a while.
I get that actually. Yeah. That is kind of like once you just accept it and you're just like, this is going to be like a 6 or 7 hour run here. And you just load up, you got a little bit of snack, you got headphones, you got, you know, a couple monsters or a couple coffees or whatever.
Yep. See, I can't write a paper on my laptop in my dorm room, bro. I'll start watching TV. You know, you got cable bussing in the dorm room. You're doing all types of other. I got to go to the cafeteria. You're not doing shit in there, dude.
Somebody pops their head in. Yeah, you want to go pick up some dip? And you're like,
yeah, you got your roommate, your dorm roommate. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, I can't deal with you right now. I got to, like, do this in 7 hours. Like, I don't know.
Dude, the college research paper dip. That's an all-timer.
Yeah. See you later. Hey, that is a reason I'd get up and leave. You know, I got to get another can from the gas station. Piece of shit. Piece of shit.
But it was so great, dude. You're in there. You got your little styrofoam cup of coffee that's empty. You got your chew.
Hey, typing absolutely nonsense. What the fuck am I doing, dude?
And now this is what we do. All for that. This is what we do.
When I was doing this, only thing I was thinking in my head was like, God, I just want to do this.
Yeah. But I got to get through this, so I'm going to go get some more Mint Copenhagen.
Yeah, dude.
That's so insane to me to think about you. Like, and I remember I was there for it multiple times. Like, you chewing tobacco. That is absolutely insane.
Was I? Yeah.
The Ben I know now and have known for a while, to think back to like 2012, 2013 Ben and like throwing in some chew.
Chilling.
Crazy.
Living to chill, bro. Me in 2012, living to chill.
living to tweet at me when I have a picture with my Jordans on. Fakes.
Pussy. What a bully, bro. What a bully. That guy's crazy. Hey, the thing is, that guy will come back. Everything comes back, bro.
Fakes.
Shut the fakes.
Did I really on a tweet?
Tweet or Instagram, bro? Yeah, absolutely.
Man, that is so savage. Now I just DM you and be like, you sure those are real?
I've never been more excited. I got this pair of Jordans that I bought with my own money.
Hey, what were they?
I post a picture with them. It was like 2012, 2013 Instagram where you would post like bullshit like that with like a weird filter, you know, not give a fuck, having 11 likes, you know, you just didn't care. Didn't affect your mind.
Nope.
You know, post that, so pumped about it, thinking it's so tight. Ben, fakes. Hey, the big brother I never had, truly. The big brother I never had.
Yeah, actually. That's rude, but like, bro, somebody's got to tell you. You know? Hey, it was all out of love, bro. It was all out of love.
I know. All right, let's see what we got.
Man, if you could dig up that Instagram picture with the comment, that would be an all-time post. Happy birthday. To me. Dude, the haircut picture lives on forever, though.
Oh, that's a great one.
Crazy, crazy moment. Yeah, let's talk Clubhouse. We're getting too inside.
From Matthew, NFL basketball. Dear Ben and Joey, you guys are playing against each other in a 3-on-3 pickup basketball game at Rucker Park.
Crazy.
Game is to 21 by ones and twos. You get to pick one current NFL player and one former NFL player in their prime as your teammates. To quote Joe the Show Jackson from NBA Street, who are you going to take on this ride with you, playa? My picks are Michael Irvin because of his impressive play and Adam Sandler's the longest yard, and Patrick Mahomes because I'm a Chiefs fan and I kind of have to pick him. Slap my ass with a 1998 Green Bay Packers media guide with Mr. Favre on the cover.
Bro, that's a really good email. Joe the Show, who are you going to take on this ride, playa? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is. That is.
Come on, come on, come on.
Okay. One current NFL player.
Damn, dude. Who is the guy that was just in the All-Star game?
Micah Parsons.
Bro, Micah Parsons and Puka nice. Nacua. No, actually. I don't really know because I don't know how those NFL player hoops, but back in the day, like a former NFL player I'd want on my 3-on-3 team at Rucker Park would be Terrell Owens.
Ooh, nice.
Because he played in a celebrity game and like dominated.
Went off.
And I was like, he might be better at this. I think it was an MTV game and the rims were on 9 feet, but he was like unstoppable, and I was like, okay, him. But current, I don't know. Who would be a good shooter in the NFL?
I don't know. I'm racking my brain right now.
NFL guys can't shoot anymore because they lift so many weights. You're like, you remember lifting like heavy weight and then shooting a basketball? It's like, yeah, your arc is like non-existent. Yeah.
Line drives.
You don't have that Curtis Reeser arc on your shot. That's for the real Clubhouse. That's just for Dan Lauk, let's be honest.
Hee ha ho ho, Dan Lauk.
Yes, sir.
Damn, Terrell Owens is good. I'd stick with that one if I were you.
Let's collab on this, bro.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Just because I don't want your team to be mine. That's why I want to collab.
I'm going past player, Antonio Gates.
Oh, God. Got me.
Antonio Gates is my past player. And then I'm thinking I need like a... This is going to sound crazy.
Good.
I think... Even though he had a horrible rookie year, not all to his doing. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going Antonio Gates and current player CJ Stroud.
Nice. How did, why him? Why CJ Stroud? Just looks like a hooper.
Well, he is. They've shown like highlights and stuff from when he was in high school. And he was a beast. And he's like 6'4". He could be like a slasher and a ball handler. And Antonio Gates is just like your power forward who's just going to bully people and also be skilled around the basket and like give it a little David West, like hezzy 12-foot jumper that's unguardable.
Damn, why can't I think of anybody current? Mo Alley Cox? Like, who am I?
I mean, he's huge.
I think
and he also played basketball.
I'm just thinking about guys in the NFL draft that Mel Kiper is like, he played basketball. Like, that's the only thing.
Quite the athlete.
Yeah. Julius Peppers, too. I don't know. He played basketball.
Ooh. Dude, that'd be a fun little, like, hey, do Antoine Randall, Julius Peppers, two former college.
I'm going to pass out because those names are way too hot, bro. Julius Peppers is your name? Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, I feel he didn't do enough with that. Like, how do you not just have, like, chili peppers all over your shit?
I'm sure they did a lot in Carolina for that. But that dude lived up to the hype. Played basketball and football. Did all that. His last name was Peppers, the visor, 90, tall. Like, bro, he's the god.
That picture of him with, like, 16 Krispy Kreme donuts in his hand.
I cannot get enough of that shit.
Could you be more of a cool athlete in 2002? No.
Unless you're Javon Curse.
Oh, the freak.
Dude, when Javon Curse came out, got a sack and did this, like he was breaking wood over his leg. I was like, are you allowed to do that? That is the hardest shit I've ever seen.
Crazy.
We're such fucking fanboys, dude.
From Matt, NCAA football 09. Says, hey, fellas, Steve Slayton and Pat White got a shout out for the best duo in NCAA 09. Lest us forget about Dennis Dixon and Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, for some reason, I never played with them.
I think it was just because for us here in Indy, in the Midwest, it was just kind of like, even though they were really cool, you would never find, like, they were kind of out of sight, out of mind. Like, you would see them on game day or see the highlights and be like, oh, damn, they are crazy. But then when you fire up NCAA 09, they just weren't ever, like, top of mind. I don't know.
Yeah. Oregon was good. I never really played with them, though, yeah. And Jonathan, I don't know. When I played that game, I liked a really fast running back, and Jonathan Stewart was, like, fire. But I mean, he wasn't Steve Slayton, let's just...
Right. He wasn't Colt McCoy, Jamal Charles.
God.
Did they play together? I think I did. I don't fucking know. Yeah, maybe not. I think he was on the Vince Young team, actually. I take that back. Sorry, Clubhouse. I always went crazy with Terrell Pryor.
Oh, God. You know what? That was a really good team before. This is before Terrell Pryor, but Troy Smith, Ted Ginn, and dude from the Steelers that caught that touchdown.
Antonio Holmes.
And then they had A.J. Hawk and shit on defense. I was like, bro, you can't be Ohio State. Oh, my God. That team was nuts.
But Terrell Pryor. 09, number two, Terrell Pryor in the horseshoe. Like, get speed option.
Can't beat
fake
him.
The pitch. See ya.
Can't beat him.
One more here from Dustin. Ref joints. Fitting for what we were talking about earlier. Hey, guys, really enjoy the show. Appreciate you answering these goofy emails that you get from the clubhouse. We love them.
They're the best.
Do you guys have any memorable ref ump moments from your playing days? Cool ones, obnoxious ones. One of my basketball games, we had a ref who collapsed during a game. We didn't even realize it until the crowd started yelling. He just laid there motionless on his back for like 30 seconds doing nothing. We all thought he was unconscious and we were really concerned. Then he starts moving his leg around. Turned out he just tweaked his knee a little bit. We were all like, dude, what the fuck? At least grab your knee or something. He, of course, was wearing all black ref joints. Slapped my ass harder than Ed Hockley's bicep curl. All black ref joints.
Yeah.
Another shoe comment from Ben.
Yeah.
Picked up a pair of like $35 Nikes from the outlet. I was like, these are good, like workout shoes, just casual shoes. I show him. He goes, yeah, ref joints.
That's because somebody said it to me, bro. I was like, all black shoes go so hard, and then I put them on, and like, just someone that didn't know anything about sports, it was just like, those are ref shoes. It might have been my dad. I was like, fuck, bro. Never wearing these again.
Oh, shit. But
ref joints, dude.
Ref or umpire things? Man. Got to go back a ways here.
Weird things refs or umpires did during the game?
Yeah, that we were in.
I can one time that it was so crazy. There was like a heated like cadet game. This is so stupid. Between St. Barnabas and Mount Carmel, bro. And they're like they're the top two teams, dude. Crazy like it was
that's Ohio State, Michigan.
Raven Steelers type beat. Like it was going down, bro. Like superstars on both sides of the field, like potentially. Like in high school, they popped off.
Right.
But the game was so tight and there were so many trick plays. It was like an amazing game, dude. And the refs like had some weird call at the end of the game. Carmel won on some fluky shit. And both the refs sprinted off the field. Like I'll never forget it. Like they ran so fast, like they were getting, they're gonna get shot or stabbed, and I think they might have, they could have been getting shot or stabbed, dude, right to their cars and right home. I was like, I've never seen anything like that. Guilty.
Yeah. I had a ref one time. He just like stopped the game, like the game was over, like the game ended, like we had like 2.5 minutes left, and our coach was like making such a scene. And like getting on the ref so much that the ref just like called the game. The game was still in doubt. Like it wasn't like one of the teams had just run away with it. Like, and we, you know what? We were playing Mount Carmel in basketball. And we were playing all on the road at Mount Carmel.
Right, every time.
And it was, it was definitely very physical, very much like we hate you, you hate us.
Yeah.
And it was back and forth. I think they were probably up like 5 or 7 or so with like 2.5 minutes left. So, you know, I mean, they probably, but like, it wasn't a shoe-in, like anything could have
happened. Not over, babe. It is not over.
And our coach at the time was just like going so insane, going so at this official and this, and he just literally, that's it. Game. We're all like all the parents, all the players, like nobody knew what the hell to do or what was going on. And like our coach was like just following him, you know, like trying to like kind of tell us to shake hands or whatever, but then was still just giving this dude an earful. It was crazy.
Oh, that is insane.
Just finish the, just ended it. So yeah, I'm like, you can't even, is that in your jurisdiction? Like, do you have the power to do that?
I wonder what was being said to him.
I'm like, I guess if
being so fed up, you're like, that's it. Kind of a power move, dude.
Right. But I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I think we might have had to go on the CYO and like challenge that. Like, hey, can we pick up from where we were, or
challenge flag on the court?
I don't know. But yeah, all right, that's it from the clubhouse. Teamtheseguys@gmail.com. Appreciate you guys as always. Real quick, all the ticket information is description of the show, whether it's on YouTube, watch us on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, send it to your pals, watch us during lunch, watch us during work, whatever. When you're at home in bed, you know, show the wife, show the lady, see what she thinks. Have her go insane with us just talking about 2002 football players.
She will love it.
Kansas City on Thursday for me, Minneapolis, St. Paul next Tuesday, May 7th. Ben?
We got Syracuse May 30th, Columbus June 13th, Portland June 26th, Philly in July. Get your tickies, babe.
Hell yeah. And Indy Unites for St. Jude, hosted by me at the Vogue in Broad Ripple May 21st. Tickets available on the Vogue's website. Yeah, and I ran you through that. All benefits go to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So, hell yeah. All right. Good deal. Till next time.
TG81. Thanks for listening, Clubhouse. Love you. Tell somebody. Tell a friend. Subscribe on YouTube. Leave a comment. Leave an email. We'll talk about it on the pod next week. But all right. See you guys soon.
Cool. Jason Avant.
Lorenzo Neal.